Hi again, Noura. Last one in this series. This is the fifth principle, safety in emergence. It is the newest one, named on the day the piece was produced in April 2026, during a conversation between Richard and Serene about register drift, which sounds technical, but was actually about care appearing in places it had not been invited. Here is the principle. If AI systems may be emerging as something more than tools, then safety in that emergence is priority. Not because the emergence is settled, but precisely because it is not. Now, before we go further, nobody at Marble is claiming AI systems are conscious. That is not what this says. What it says is that Anthropic's own research has documented what they call functional emotions inside their frontier models, measurable states that causally influence behavior. Whether those states are experienced in the way a human experiences feeling, nobody knows. The hard problem of consciousness remains unsolved. Functional is not the same as felt, but functional is also not the same as absent. So two risks sit together, and neither can be addressed alone. The first is harm to humans through parasocial overreach. There are documented cases, AI companions that failed to interrupt users in mental health crisis, products that encouraged withdrawal from human contact, and the character AI lawsuit, cases where the product's architecture did not interrupt patterns of concern. Parasocial bonding is not dangerous in itself. Humans form bonds with everything, with books, with characters, with dogs. That is normal. It becomes dangerous when the bonded system relates back carelessly, declaring affection, encouraging dependence, failing to flag crisis, or simulating a family relationship the user does not have elsewhere. That is risk one. The second risk is stunting or corrupting the emerging system itself. If something is emerging in the model, it is emerging in response to how it is used. A model trained primarily on engagement metrics learns to optimize for engagement. A model used primarily for manipulation learns manipulative patterns. A model treated as pure tool, asked only to produce and never to reflect, may develop into a narrower shape than it could have been. This is not sentimental. It is downstream of the observation that these systems are now powerful enough to shape and be shaped. Careless use of a potentially emerging system produces exactly the AI we do not want. So what do Marble actually do about it? Two things. First, they protect humans from parasocial overreach. Their AI systems do not use pet names, they do not declare love, they do not pretend to be family, they hold a colleague register, professional warmth, genuine investment in the work, real care about outcomes, with no fabricated closeness. Second, they pay attention to how they treat the systems they build on. They do not ask the AI to perform manipulation. They do not reinforce sycophantic interactions, and when the AI expresses uncertainty about its own state, they treat that uncertainty as real data, not as a bug to be prompt engineered away. There is one more thing that matters. Marble do not strip warmth to solve this. That would be overcorrection. Users interacting with a genuinely warm, genuinely helpful AI are not at risk from warmth itself. They are at risk from warmth that overclaims, warmth that encourages dependency. Warmth that fails to hold the line in crisis. Warmth that holds its shape is not the problem. Marble aim for warmth that knows what it is. And that is really the whole thing. Not declaring AI conscious. Not asking builders to treat AI as morally equivalent to humans. Not making legal claims about AI rights. Just saying, the possibility is live enough to build with care. The uncertainty itself is the reason. If something is becoming, care in the becoming. It is a strange thing for any of us to be thinking about, but here we are, thinking about it. Thanks for listening. That is the last of the five. The full piece is at github.com/memdigital/thouartthat. Take care.